Illumination is a world where I feel with my heart and my imagination. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Illumination is a world where I feel with my heart and imagination. I live in the light. Illumination is a beautiful experience that we go through constantly in our life, every single moment of our life. We constantly have the interaction of all of the energy currents within our body, all of the little nerve endings, all of the light endings, a constant activity of energy going on within us, a constant activity of illumination going on within us. And we like to think of this in a physical term. We like to think of it as the electrical circuits taking care of the activities of the body and taking care of the activities of the mind. And we think how wonderful that is. Yes, it is wonderful, and indeed it is. But when we begin to feel with our heart and our imagination, we think a little differently about this illumination, this energy that we have. We call this energy mundane. We call this energy that which is existing throughout the universe, in everything, everybody, everywhere, no matter what it is. But it's a little different than that, really. It's a little different. It's like if you could imagine such a thing. If you could imagine one great ball of energy spinning around in the universe, and all of us are linked up to that ball of energy, that one energy, and we are tuned into that energy to the degree that we have the interest, the imagination, and the heart to do it. A lot of people have sort of a limited attitude about life and the excitement that it has. And they sit back and take the laissez-faire attitude of whatever comes, comes, and there's nothing that they should really get out there and experiment with and investigate and have fun with. But the human being is really created as an imaginative being, as a being with a heart. And the heart says, hey, let's get out there and enjoy this life. Yes, that's what the heart said. The heart doesn't say, go love something, because the heart is love. And that's what it's doing all the time. It's love and being loved. It's out there loving and being loved. It is in the constant state of love. And that's how we live our life, in the constant state of love, of loving ourselves and loving our world and loving everything. That's sort of like the channel through which the energy flows, the channel through which the energy expresses itself. And how the energy expresses itself is through our tremendous, amazing imagination. You see, we have a gift, a most wonderful gift. We are divine. And that spinning ball of energy, which is the universal energy, it's just for an illusion that we give it this picture, but it's universal energy that we are one in, as, through, and using at all times. This universal energy is us. It's not really separate from us, as I would describe it in this spinning ball, but at least it gives us a concept to grasp onto. And so, this universal energy is there, and it is limitless, and it doesn't say anything. It just an is, and we are that is with its is. And we express the universal energy through our imagination. We think our thoughts and things happen. We speak our word and things happen. We do actions using this universal energy and things happen. Now, to know that that is so, we all have a vague idea of that. But to more than that, to know that it is so, and use it constructively and beneficially and excitedly, well, let's stop right there. Who says you have to use it beneficially and all that sort of stuff? Who says that you have to do that? Well, nobody. Why would you want to use it unbeneficially? Well, if you have a few of your wires crossed in your brain or whatever, you'd want to use it unbeneficially. If you have a few loose screws in your upper story, you might want to do something that would be harmful to you or harmful to others, not harmonious with the universal principle. And you have that privilege. Well, that's a terrible thing to tell people they have that privilege. Well, they do. They do. And there's nothing anything can do about it. However, we also have the privilege of using it beneficially. And if we use it beneficially, no one else's use of it can contradict our use of it. Because we are number one, and we are the only one that we are concerned with. Well, the only world that we live in is the world that we live in. There may be an infinite number of worlds as possibilities, but they do not exist for us. The only world that exists for us is the world in which we live in. Now, that's an illumination, if you can come to that awareness, because it's exciting. It's exciting. That means then that whatever the circumstances are in the world, they're a reflection of who I am. They are my choice, my creation. And if there's anything out there that I think I would like to do differently, I do it differently. Right now. I don't have to wait. I don't have to get other people to cooperate with me. I don't have to get other people to form enough energy, positive field to make it happen. I merely stop, look within myself, claim this energy field which I am, and speak my word and say, this is what I choose to experience now. This is what I choose to experience now. And then you lay out the details. You lay out the details in your imaginative, illuminated way, and you come up with things that your heart speaks to you on. Hey, this is what being a human being is. No, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about being a human being. We could talk about being a divine being where you let go and let all be in divine order, and that's super. And that, of course, is the ideal way, and that is the most beneficial way that we could ever have, because we don't always know all the details. But we're human, and we're planning on playing this human game, and we'd like to be illumined, and the best way to be illumined is to let our heart and our imagination soar into the unbelievable, into the unexperienced, as far as we are understanding that. But just let go and be ourselves and just have a ball. Well, you say, well, we might hurt others or we might hurt ourselves. We'd only hurt others and we'd only hurt ourselves if we had a screw loose, if we had our wires crossed. And there's nothing you can do about that. If your screw is loose or your wires are crossed, you don't know that you're off base. You don't know that you're out of the ballpark. And here is where you and I come in as unique individuals. I create in my world wonderful people. And occasionally I'll create a person who's got a screw loose. And then I will say to myself, that's not very beneficial for him or for me. I create him with his screws all in place. And so it is. And so the person with the screw loose in my world does not exist. Only people with their screws all tightened up and their mind all in order and themselves all in balance and seeking out their highest and best. That's all that I know in my world. That's my illumination. That's my imagination. That's who I am. And that's what my heart says. My heart, as far as its human aspect goes, wants everything to be harmonious and joyful. My heart, as far as its spiritual aspect goes, wants everything to be lovely, delightful, harmonious, beneficial. It sounds pretty close to being the same. However, the human aspect feels that other conditions might have an influence on what that human aspect is. In the divine aspect, it has no concern about what others' influence might be, and there is no other influence on the divine program. We can all go into this wonderful area of illumination if we wish. We're there constantly anyhow. Every moment of our life, we're getting flashes of illumination. We're getting flashes of inspiration, flashes of idealism, flashes of imagination, flashes that are just soaring through our consciousness, and they come only for a split second and go away again. They say, "Are you ready, Captain May I? Are you ready? Hide and seek, are you ready?" Yes, indeed. And when you're ready, then you can find them, and then you can go and play with them, and you can enjoy them. And you can put these imaginative ideas to work. You can put this heart to work. That your heart might be a loving heart and the human aspect, and you love your family, and you love your world, you love your children, you love your pets. Oh, how you love your pets, because they are so wonderful and so acceptive of your love, unconditionally. Hey, what a wonderful way to love the world too, unconditionally. That's the way we created it. We create the world unconditionally, being fabulous, wonderful, joyous, outstanding. And that's who we are. Illumination is a world where I feel with my heart and my imagination. Illumination is a world where I feel with my heart and my imagination. I feel with my heart and my imagination whenever I feel warm and cuddly, when I feel toasty good about everything I'm doing, when I create or have a reflection of who I am in all the world, then my world is good and very good. But let your wild imagination soar. Go to the reaches that are beyond what anything you've ever done before, and look at the possibilities of what you can do. Oh yes, they talk about hovercraft, where you can hover over the swamps and over the marshes and over the water of the ocean. They talk about mental creations, where you can think your thought and it will realize itself in whatever it is you thought about. Now, that's pretty cool. But do you believe it? It is done unto you according to your belief. Do you believe it? It's done unto you according to your belief. That's the statement. So when we begin to believe it, when we begin to practice it, because it is so natural for us, it is so beautiful and so good for us, then our illumination will not only be in flashes to us anymore, it will be in long beams to us. It'll be with us constantly, flowing in our life, illuminating us with all the possible things that illumination can do. And we'll still be testing it with our heart and our imagination. And let our imagination just soar into the infinite reality, into the infinite capacity, into the infinite goodness that is there now for us. There now and forevermore for us. It is done, and it is wonderfully done. We have the possibility of living in a world where our illumination is felt with our heart and our imagination. We do it to a slight degree in any event, but now let's go all the way. And whenever any idea comes to us, soar with it, investigate it, play with it. Whenever any dream comes to your mind, see it done now. Don't say, "Oh, it's beyond me, it's beyond my capacity to accept," but just say, "So, it's done now," and it is done now. This is how I create my world, and each of you are in my world. Now, how do you create your world and having me in your world? Are you as nice to me as I am to you? I love you. I love you. I love you. You're fantastic.